You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
You know, Rob, April showers bring May flowers and some of life's most unforgettable occasions. Why not have your event produced by the award-winning professionals at Duet Event Films.
Mark, you know, because I did when it was my 50th birthday, I had a big video made, 20 minutes, beautiful.
You had a big to-do.
I sure did, from corporate events, weddings, graduations, proms, birthdays, engagement parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, or even a unique wedding proposal, Mark. Let the pros at Duet Event Films make your special event memorable.
Especially if it's a 50th birthday party, you want to show it to a million people. And maybe put it on YouTube and elsewhere. You want to have it done right. To schedule a consultation, here's your number that'll change everything. 248-952-8290. That's 248-952-8290. Or log on to DuetEventFilms.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Go get duetted.
You notice I was very dramatic for that read.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
Because it's like a movie. It's like you should win an Oscar. Mark Champion should win an Oscar for his portrayal of someone who cares less about you.
Exactly, but it was still nice.
It's still very nice.
All right, now time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. Mark, for the best haircuts in Detroit, go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile and Outer Drive. The man, Mark.
Obviously not much happening around town, although I think Michigan was playing Eastern Michigan in baseball today. I got to look at that again. That schedule got a little skewed because of all the weather situations we've had here as they came back from the southern trips for your college baseball between MSU, Michigan, Central, Western, and Eastern. Tigers have the traditional day off after opening day back at Comerica versus Kansas City tomorrow. 108 starts. That's what they are all week. Max Scherzer in his first of the season against Jason Vargas. Wings and Pistons both off. Bruins are at Joe Louis tomorrow. Pistons will be on the road to play at Indiana. Boy, there's only a few games left of that horrifying season. Local scores first on Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, Houston and Brooklyn just getting started at Barclays. And in about 25 minutes, Golden State will take the court against the Dallas Mavs. NHL scores, nothing doing second period in Buffalo, Sabres and Devils. 1-0 Leafs over the Flames in the second. Panthers Islanders tied at 1 in the second. Ditto for the Hurricanes Penguins. Stars lead the Caps 1-0 second. No score early. Avalanche and Blue Jackets coming up, Canadiens Lightning and Flyers Blues. Baseball Tuesday, American League third inning. The Astros have put up six with a couple of homers on the Yankees. No one you've ever heard of, so it doesn't matter. But Houston leads New York 6-0 in the third. Blue Jays lead the Rays in the third 3-0. Two others in the American League will start after 10. National League, Yasiel Puig with his first homer of the season. Dodgers lead the Padres 3-1 in the fourth. Marlins lead the Rockies 2-1 fourth. Just getting cooking, Braves at Milwaukee against the Brewers and the Giants and D-backs. Gibby, who's going to help Gibby? And his Arizona team will play San Francisco at 9:40. One interleague game just underway in Texas. Prince Fielder in his second game for the Rangers against the Phillies. College hoops, NIT semis in New York City. Halftime now at Madison Square Garden. Larry Brown and the Mustangs not looking too sharp. Third-seeded Clemson leads the one-seed SMU Mustangs 38-26. The winner will take on the winner of Florida State and Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, and the Seminoles will go about 20 minutes after the SMU-Clemson game. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. And Rob is actually doing, I think he's actually working for Duet Event Films.
No, I'm not.
Tonight. He's doing some kind of, are you doing some kind of retrospective
no, you know
on
what?
Sports
no.
Night with Parker and the Man?
No, it's just that I've had this thing for years. It's brand new. I've never used it. I'm trying to figure it out. I need help. Nick's trying to help me.
You don't really know how to use that?
You know, I don't know. I got a brand, look at this, it's an HD camera.
Dude, you're just discovering HD cameras? It's an HD. This isn't like one of those Panasonic camcorders. Or I'm surprised you're not using, like you're not changing film in a black bag. Because you're still doing film.
No, it's not
that
bad.
You know those guys for NFL films still do it that way? Most of those guys still shoot, what?
We got a great tax.
NFL film, in Miami, when I worked television in Miami at Channel 4, WTVJ, my producer, Stu Jacobs, was one of the great shooters for NFL films.
Stu Jacobs.
If you ever see old NFL footage, NFL films footage of like the Dolphins, back when they won the Super Bowls back-to-back in the 70s and then later years in Marino and whatnot, that's all Stu's footage. I won't say video, because he still to this day, he takes his film canisters. He can do it in front of you. He puts them in a black bag, and he can change out the film, and then he closes the canister, and he puts the canister on his camera, and that's how many of those guys will still shoot to this day. Some have gone, obviously, to video. Some have gone a little digital, but they love that old film look to them, and there's still guys to this day, in 2014, that are still shooting some film for NFL Films for that group.
Got a text? Ticket text? Not ticket text, a Park and the Man text. I don't know what I meant. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, Lord, no.
Thank you, Bobby.
I can get you a bus ticket out of town.
I know. From our buddy Bill Doyle in New Jersey.
Bill Doyle! Is he watching or listening?
He's listening. He says, I really enjoy listening to you and Mark every night on the ride home, but I'm a little concerned. It's been 7 shows, and Bernie Fratto has not filled in for you yet. Is everything okay? It's a new day, Mr. Doyle. It's a new day.
Plus the fact that Bernie lives in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Exactly. So, but
he's a little harder to get, Bill.
It's nice, though, Bill. We appreciate that.
Now,
drive
Bernie
safe.
Was on one of the shows already originally.
Yeah,
but
the first show.
First one. He was on the first one.
Yeah,
and,
but he's not filling in.
Well, he can't. He physically now lives in Henderson, Nevada, so he will not be filling in unless he comes up sometime.
Right.
He
then
could
then
do
I'll
that.
Take off and he can fill in.
But he's got a great gig. You know, people don't realize Bernie Fratto has a great job.
He's doing it.
Yeah. All right, so look, get into your thing.
Well, you know, Bill Doyle's a big baseball fan, too, the biggest, big St. Louis Cardinals fan. But Mark, am I wrong on this? Let me get 248-848-1130.
Would be Bill Doyle from the Dominski and Doyle Show.
That's right.
Which you can hear probably online, too.
Exactly.
They're like a top talker in the country. You know?
They're
big time.
They were great when we were all working together. What would we say?
They make the list.
How many? What was that? 8 hours of number one talk radio?
For years.
Right?
Not for a few days or weeks or months. That went by years I know. Were with them together.
It was great. Yeah. But Derek Jeter, of course, opening day Yankees against the Astros. And this is his last opening day, Mark, his 20th and final season with the Yankees, all in pinstripes, the all-time hit leader for the New York Yankees, 3,000 hits, 5 World Series. Is he as close to a living legend that we've seen? I mean, seriously, in our generation, our era, is he not? What am I missing?
By the way,
give me a player.
D. Jeets walked in his
first at bat.
No, he must have gotten hit. He's got no at bats, but there's no walks on the Scott Feldman ledger. He's not never hit. No, they have no hits yet. Yankees have no hits yet. they're being no hit.
So
by
what is
the
it?
Astros.
6-0 in third or something.
6-0 going to the fourth. Wow. And the Yankees have no hits, but he also has no official at bats yet. But I don't know what it is. Must have been hit.
See, no Robinson Cano, no win, huh? Is that it?
Well, and you know the Mariners played tough last night. Look at the M's last night in their first game against the Angels. Anyhow, you asked me a question, okay?
I believe he is.
A living legend?
I believe we just watched what we're about to
Look,
finish up watching.
Look, I said something to you that I'm going to hold to, and you can yell at me if you want. Go ahead, scream away. I still believe that, and how we used to talk about Grant Hill, and you know this, we said Grant was bigger in NBA America than he was in his own hometown.
I
still think Derek Jeter's bigger in New York than he is anywhere else, because people hate the Yankees.
No, they don't hate Derek Jeter. That's the difference, Mark.
I think
Mark.
They respect Jeter. I don't
they
think
do.
They like Jeter. I think they respect
and
Jeter.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's a legend when you look at somebody. He's not a home run hitter. You're Mickey Mantle or anything like that, or guys of that ilk or that era. But don't you think people around the country, Mark, this is a guy who played in New York on the biggest stage and the brightest lights who had an unbelievable career. Mark. Unbelievable.
No, the numbers are undeniable. He's going to finish with, what, 3,500 hits? Let me just get some numbers. I won't
Go
bore
look
you
at
with
the numbers. I mean,
I won't bore you with the numbers, but I'll give you what we've got so far with Derek Jeter. Here's where it stands with DJ.
People in Detroit, Mark, you know what? They hate the Yankees. I doubt that they hate Derek Jeter. Tell me people hate Derek Jeter? I can't believe you would hate that guy over what?
Here's the tale.
Other than he plays for the Yankees, but do you really hate Derek Jeter, do you have mad respect for him? I think I feel privileged that we got to watch his whole career, not just in New York, in general. That play he made against Oakland in the playoffs, the play where he dives in the stand and cuts up his nose, diving for a ball mark in the playoffs, the things that he did. He was the 2000 World Series MVP. Go look, Rookie of the Year, 13 All-Star games. It's remarkable.
Well, I give him a lot. He's been, 20 years in the game. He's never had to change positions. No one ever threatened to move him to center field. Robin Yount changed positions.
Just about everybody changed positions.
And Robin Yount, luckily, was a Gold Glover, I think.
And don't forget, when A-Rod joined the Yankees, Mark, who was the better shortstop at that time?
Well, there was no question that, you know, there's no way Alex Rodriguez was going to play shortstop.
But he was better. He was a better shortstop at that time, but it wasn't going to happen. That's what I'm talking about, a living legend. Never got moved. They never said, hey, Derek Jeter, you're batting ninth, Mark.
Wait, what's your point? Okay, so he's a living legend. What's your point? I'm missing it.
Is he of in our generation of watching baseball and watching a player, one of the few, if any?
Wouldn't Cal have been a living legend after he passed the Gehrig streak?
Just for playing games? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, it's not just for playing games.
Mark,
I mean,
come
Cal
on.
Ripken's a...
Give me some numbers for Cal Ripken. What numbers you got for me?
Well, I'm
Other than that thing, give me no. I want you. How many MVPs did he win? Just give me something.
Didn't
about.
Did he win two?
Give me something. So you don't know. Derek Jeter's won five World Series in Rookie of the Year, right?
Well, how many MVPs has Jeter won?
He hasn't won any.
Okay, wouldn't a living legend have at least one?
But look at I'm talking about his position and what he does.
Okay, but
no.
Cal played shortstop most of his career.
Mark, you think look at them
are
as
you
the
really,
same player?
Are you really, yeah. Are you really kind of dissing Cal Ripken's career at shortstop?
Mark, look at the numbers. He's a Hall of Famer. He broke the record.
You're over 3,000 hits.
I'm not dissing that. I'm telling you. But I'm just saying, what magic numbers does he have other than the
3,000?
Well, of course, hits. Mark. He played 25 years. What's his lifetime batting average? Is over 300?
No. Jeter's got a much better lifetime
batting
average.
Okay, that's what I'm trying. But Cal Ripken batted what? 276?
I don't have it in front of me.
I want you to look it up.
I haven't gotten to Jeter yet.
Jeter's 312.
Jeter's at 3,316. No, dude, this is not a battle between Jeter and Ripken for number one all-time great human being. I mean, I'm not battling that. 525 on the doubles, 65 triples, 256 on the homers for that position, 1,261 ribbies. Struck out a lot, 1,700 plus, played a long time. 348 steals, 312 batting average. His on-base percentage lifetime, 381. His OPS is 828, which is very good for
very
that
good.
Position.
That's what,
beyond
yeah.
very good, that's really excellent in a lifetime situation. Some guys can't do that for a year, much less for a career. I'm really not making this a battle of Cal.
I know.
More a battle about living legends.
I just think Cal, I don't disrespect the games played. I just look at in the environment that Jeter played in, Mark, I think he's had an unbelievable career, the captain of the Yankees, the most hits of any guy who ever wore a Yankee uniform you just watched the last 19 years?
When you talk about the greatest hitters in Yankee history, you go Ruth, Gehrig, Mantle, and DiMaggio. That's it. Those four are really the greatest hitters in Yankee history. And
who had the most hits in a Yankee uniform?
It wasn't even close.
Not even.
Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig never even got to 3,000.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all. All right.
They played a long time. No, we can do more of this. I'm kind of curious if the other question is better to me, and that is, if in fact you've hated the Yankees and you're here in Detroit,
do you hate Derek Jeter?
Do you hate or do you respect Jeter or do you actually like Jeter?
I think people like Derek Jeter, and I think when he retires his last time in Fenway Park, their arch rival, just the way that they respected Mariano Rivera, you don't think that the Red Sox fans will honor Derek Jeter?
That's a great question. Would the Red Sox fans honor him with any more than a polite standing ovation?
They will honor Derek Jeter. I believe that's really
interesting because they've spent a lot of years hating him.
Because he was great. I get it. He's in your way.
The Jimmy Fallon movie where he was the Red Sox fan, it's all about ripping Jeter.
I get it.
Jeter. His name is J-E-T-A-H. Jeter. But I'd like to hear from some Tiger people. Look, you can't have it both ways. Remember when the Tigers were really bad and the only series they would sell out was the Yankees? So did you come to see Jeets? Did you come to see A-Rod? Did you come to see who? You paid the money. Was it just the Yankee uniform?
Right, because they always sold out, Mark. You know it.
That's
right.
True.
No matter how bad the Tigers
were. Todd Jones used to joke. He said, when's the Yankees coming? So we know we have a full.
It's true.
He said it to me. TJ said, hey, you got a schedule? What are the Yankees going to be? We need some people in this place.
Right. Because they'll show up. All right, 248-848-1130.
Forget that part from TJ. Sports Night with Parker the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
The Yankees finally got a hit off of Scott Feldman, so it won't be a no-hitter tonight.
9-0.
No, it's still 6-0, but the Yankees got their first hit in the fourth. Let's see who it was. Maybe it was DeGeets. I'll check that out for you, Rob, and see who got the first hit of the season for your New York baseball-playing Yankees, and it was Carlos Beltran. So Carlos B., who's batting third. Here's the by the way, this is the Yankees lineup to start the season. Ellsbury, Jeter, Beltran, McCann is cleanup.
Wow.
Mark Teixeira, fifth. Soriano, sixth. Gardner, seventh. Roberts, eighth. And Johnson, ninth. That's Kelly Johnson is playing third, obviously, in place of you-know-who, who would have been there had he not have been an idiot.
Nah, you know what, Mark? And the other thing is, while we're talking baseball.
Thank you. Thank you very little.
I want to do one more thing. I don't know if you saw my tweet today. I want to get into this real quick.
Do you tweet like crazy? I can't keep up with all your tweeting action.
I tweeted today that baseball doesn't know its fan base, Mark, that they're out of touch. You saw the ovation that Ryan Braun got?
Yes.
Okay, Mark?
Couldn't believe it.
No, I could believe it because you know what? People don't, Mark.
They don't care?
They don't care. And baseball is the only business, Mark, that bashes itself. That bashes itself. Why? And this integrity kick that they're on? You don't have any integrity. You once barred black people from playing. What integrity do you have? Babe Ruth played his entire career. Joe DiMaggio never played against black or Latin players. What integrity are you holding on to? Do you know what the NFL does, Mark, when guys get caught with PED use or steroid use? They give them 4 games, and they come right back. And there's no big problem. Right, oh, my God, true. We got to stamp this out of the game.
Right.
There's nothing.
4 games and right back in.
Mark, and it's not, it doesn't even lead SportsCenter.
Nobody even knows.
It's like a footnote.
Right.
They voted for, what was the linebacker from the Chargers?
Junior Seau?
No. The other guy. What was his name?
Late Junior Seau? Sean Merriman.
Merriman.
Thank you, ED.
Do you remember Mark?
EP. Yes.
The year that he got busted, he almost won the Defensive Player of the
right,
Year.
Yeah.
He got votes from writers, the NFL writers. Mark, it was no big deal. Baseball has to stop. You know what? Baseball and sports writers take the game way too seriously, Mark. And what I mean, you know what the average fan cares about? They want to go to the game. They want to have fun. They want to eat. They want to boo or cheer, and they go home. So Ryan Braun, you know what he got caught in? And they're over it.
Yeah, they are.
The guy lied through his teeth the first time he got off. This
probably
is the
worst defender so far other than Palmeiro.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what happened?
That's true.
He came back, and they went crazy for him. It wasn't like, oh, okay, he's on.
With a smattering. No, it was a standing ovation.
A standing ovation. Please tell me, Ryan Braun, has he won any championships in Milwaukee?
No, Mark, not a thing.
He hasn't even won anything where you would say, man, this is
went
our
to the
guy.
Postseason, but.
No, they're fine,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I had someone tell me, we were talking about Barry Bonds. I said, if Bonds ever made a comeback, how would the reception be? The guy said they'd stand and
Mark,
cheer.
Mark, what did they do
That's
in San Francisco?
They'd stand and cheer.
They did it when he was going through.
Yeah.
I want to know. 248-848-1130. Mark. Is baseball out of touch with the fans? Because I think baseball is out of touch. They keep beating themselves over the head every time something's wrong. Oh, woe is us. Oh, we got to stamp this out. Let's up the ante now. Now it's 80 games for your first offense. And what is it? I forgot what number two is. And then lifetime ban. What?
Keeping guys out of the Hall of Fame, basically.
Right. It's amazing.
Guys that you keep voting for.
I don't care what they
voted for every one of them except Rafael Palmeiro.
Right, and I won't vote for Manny because he got busted after the
rules. After the fact, right?
Right after the fact, but Mark, I just don't get it. I really don't.
We're halfway through Sports Night with Parker the Man. We'll do that 9 o'clock. We'll do a little. Well, I'll just play it for you because it's so much fun just to play the darn thing. So here we go. If you have it up there, Gary, it's all.
Take
all
out
you.
The papers in the trash.
A little trash talk and get ready with a little trash talk. You can tweet us too because it's a trash talk on Twitter Tuesday at Parker and the Man with the hashtag TTTT.
And don't forget, we have a giveaway.
Giveaway.
$20 gift certificate to Beans and Cornbread on Northwestern Highway. So you want to be able, the best trash will win that tonight, okay?
But first, on this day in 1984, brought to you by Comerica Bank, the Tigers finished their spring work in Lakeland with a bad, terrible 11-17 spring training record. They were awful the final week of games. Sparky Anderson's quote was, it was classic, we shouldn't even go north. Rod Allen was about to begin his second major league season, first with the Tigers, after spending 1983 with Seattle. Allen got in 31 games in 84, 27 at-bats, and hit .296. He also got a World Series share and a championship ring.
He got a full share for 31 games?
Partial share.
Okay, that's fair.
But he did get a ring as well. Rod, of course, now the longtime color analyst on Fox Sports Detroit. Rob, you like Rod Allen. We all like Rod
Allen.
That's
my guy right there. But you know what I like about him? He tells you what's going to happen before it happened, not
yes,
after the
fact. Yes, he does.
He does
do a lot. I got to give it to him.
Right?
But between Evansville and Detroit, he was AAA that year, most of it. He was a Tiger, and that's what happened this day in 1984. Brought to you by Comerica Bank. We're doing it all season long, all the way up to that fifth game of the World Series, as we look back at 30 years on the Tigers' World Series championship season from wire to wire in 1984. Okay, we got a sports wrap next and more about we're doing a little baseball business before some Twitter trash talking thing on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.